Well, I'm lucky that Jordy Alter was the program director of WYUR in 1980. And he's lucky that I am a major sports fan. Put it all together, and Jordy Alter and I love talking about Israel baseball. And there's a major announcement that was made last week, which Jordy and I are going to discuss. And anybody out there who knows of, I mean, not just kids, by the way. If you know of adults who want to be involved in the organization or just, you know, do something in the world of sports that will connect them more to Israel, then pay careful attention to this on this Shushan Purim morning. Because they are undertaking an effort that's really going to bridge the gap even further between the United States and Israel, as baseball can do. It's got that ability, even in these times of online betting and uniforms that don't fit. Jordy Alter is the president of the Israel Association of Baseball, and he's with us live via telephone. Jordy, as usual, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum, and happy Shushan Purim. It's wonderful to be back with you.
Happy Shushan Purim. Wow, you sound like you've been partying. I hear it in your voice. It sounds like you sounds like you went overboard, like you athletes tend to do.
It was a little bit more subdued this year, as you can well understand, but we still got the job done, thank you.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear about all the families in Israel and around the world, I should say that as well. That altered their Purim celebration in some way. It may not have been in a qualitative way, or in a quantitative way, I should say. It may not have been in a quantitative way. A lot of people still had large Purim suddas, etc., but a lot of people made sure to keep our brothers and sisters in mind who are being held captive by the brutal enemy. And what can I say? This is a topic that I hope we're not discussing for much longer. I really hope and pray they are out very soon. A lot of you remember that we have been extremely enthusiastic about Israel baseball. And I found, by the way, Jordy, I'm sure you won't mind if I read a little bit of this. I found an article written by Jacob Gervis, who wrote the following. He says, "The love affair between Jews and baseball stretches back decades, but it hasn't always extended to the Jewish state. The IBL, the Israel Baseball League, launched in 07 and folded after only one season. The country's national team, which often features a large contingent of American Jewish players, has had a mixed record at the World Baseball Classic, a Cinderella run in 2017 and an early exit in 2023. By the way, I would concentrate on that Cinderella run. It's probably the majority of the reason that we're having this conversation. But anyway, unlike soccer and basketball, two games that are popular in Israel, there's no word for the sport in common Hebrew parlance. Israelis usually just say the English word baseball. But over the years, Nate Fish, a coach and leader in Israel's national baseball program, has noticed that the program does not have a fan base, does have a fan base. Kids, young adults from the U.S., he said, keep contacting the team and saying they want to play. So this stream of interest, it seems, has launched on March the 18th, exactly a week ago, a not-for-profit that will focus on building a pipeline of American Jewish baseball players who may one day take the field for Israel by offering clinics and camps throughout the country and by feeding players into a Jewish baseball database that will support Israel's national team. This gentleman, Fish, who we just mentioned, Nate Fish, is serving as its inaugural CEO. Jordy Alter, what can you tell us about this incredibly positive news from the Israel Association of Baseball?
I'm happy you referenced that article, because actually that's probably where, definitely where this all emanated from, was the IBL, the Israel Baseball League, which started it, which only had one unsuccessful season in 2007.
Right.
But it connected us with a lot of people that are still our friends. Nate Fish being, you know, the main impetus for this particular organization, one that he and I have been working on for quite some time. And the idea was that we here in Israel just don't have the bandwidth, since we're largely a volunteer organization, to do what's necessary to connect all the people, all the kids and parents that want to connect with our organization that have been following us since 2012 when we started in the WBC, and obviously, as you mentioned, the 2017 run, disappointing 2023, the Olympics in 2021, we had no way of really connecting to them. And this was Nate's brainchild, and he spent quite a long time putting this together and found some really great partners in the U.S., particularly a gentleman in Baltimore named David Warshawski, who's a very large media company who's not only giving us space but also involved in the actual putting together of the organization, along with Adam Gladstone, who's also one of our old-time guys going back to the original WBC in 2012. And we're very excited about it because, it's, as you said, it's going to give the opportunity for some kids to eventually hopefully play for Team Israel in the European Championships and maybe in the future World Baseball Classics. But more importantly, for the average kid who wants to have a connection to Israel through baseball, these academies that they're going to run and travel teams and other things that they're going to have will be able to connect these individuals.
Jordy Alter's with us from Israel. By the way, we should note that it was 7 years ago this weekend, right, that you were reading the Megillah in the dugout? It was 7 years ago, right?
That is good.
Jordy Alter's with us. He's president of the Israel Association of Baseball. So I know that this comparison is a little bit of a stretch. I get it, because baseball's not there yet. But basically, anytime a great ball player, basketball player in this country who's Jewish excels in Division I, Division II, Division III basketball, their first thought, generally, or one of their first thoughts is, hey, I could play professional basketball in Israel. I know, again, we're not there yet, but this is almost sort of the same thing, where you're using baseball as a pipeline, as a conduit to get people not just to play professionally in Israel or to play, you know, for the Olympic team or the World Baseball Classic team, but you're using it as a pipeline as Israel baseball continues to develop for people in this country who, you know, are attracted to the sport to eventually, you know, get over there or to have more of a presence, just like the players that you've been dealing with have so much more. Israel means so much more to them than it ever has. So, again, I know the basketball thing's a bit of a stretch because that's really established at this point, but I think what I'm saying sounds like sort of what you're looking to make happen, right?
Absolutely. And I don't think it's such a stretch in the sense that we actually have, you know, from the reverse side, our first Israel-born athlete, Asaf Lohengrad, actually signed a professional contract this year to play for the Rockland Boulders in Rockland County. So everybody up in the Muncie and Teaneck areas can go out to see an Israeli player this summer, which is exciting.
What position does he play?
What's that? He's an outfielder.
And he was born in Israel?
Yes.
So that's different. So that's different than the Orioles pitcher who I assume was born here but two Israeli parents, right?
Dean Kramer, correct.
Right.
Correct. This is the first actual Israeli born player that has signed a professional contract in the U.S.
Wow. And that equals what?
We're excited about that.
That's sort of like double A ball. Right? I know it's not an official league in terms of the Major League Association, but we always tend to say that it's somewhere like between single A and double A, right?
Independent league. It's hard to judge where it would fit on the scale. You know, there are players from that league that have actually made it to the MLB. Often there are older players that want to still play. You know, there's a mixture of both. But the exciting thing is that in that area, in New York, you know, which this team is heavily followed by Jewish fans, they'll have an Israeli player to root for. He, by the way, Asaf is actually part of our organization as well, of this new organization. He will actually be a conduit between the American organization and the Israeli organization for our young athletes here in Israel who want to get opportunities in the States. The idea between the organization is going to really work both ways. Huh. So we're going to have athletes from Israel coming to the U.S., training there, hopefully getting opportunities to go to college and other opportunities in the summertime, as well as getting young kids in the U.S. who identify with Israel, want to play, for Team Israel eventually.
It's funny because he, except maybe for Brooklyn, he ended up in the best place he could have ended up. It's funny. But there a lot of, as you said, a lot of people, especially during the summer. I mean, my gosh, Rockland County, you're talking about people who are in upstate New York all the way down to Bergen County and Passaic County that could certainly go and root him on in the Rockland County area. All right. They're calling it Israel Baseball Americas. In fact, I'm looking at a website, israelbaseball.org. I'm assuming that's the best place to direct people to, israelbaseball.org. So Israel Baseball Americas is basically the umbrella for everything you just described in terms of the different the teams and training and the youth camps and the fantasy camps, all the stuff that's that you just spoke about. It's all going to happen under this one umbrella, right?
Correct. Also, they'll be doing merchandising. We've actually updated our logos. You know, a lot of things that we'll be working together with this organization that we will adapt here in Israel as well. We'll have a common website, and you know, it'll be a much more cohesive organization with interaction, you know, both ways. We're also excited because a lot of our board of advisors are people that are recognizable to your audience, people like Ian Kinsler and Kevin Nucleus, Brett Ausmitz, Shlomo Lippitz, Mets PR guy Jay Horowitz, all people part of our board of advisors who are actively involved in the organization, and will bring the credibility to our organization.
Yeah, 100%. It's really incredible. If people think back to how you've built this thing, it's amazing. It will include youth camps for young players that'll be staffed by Team Israel alumni. It'll include travel teams that'll compete nationwide. It'll include fantasy camps for the adults, hosted by Israeli baseball legends and alumni. And obviously, I would assume that that's going to be happening in Israel, so it'll just increase the possibility for people to go to Israel. It's a unique opportunity, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, a major piece going forward for Israel baseball. The new era is beginning. Go to israelbaseball.org for information. Again, israelbaseball.org for information. As you said, Jordy, the merchandise is going to be available soon, correct?
Correct, starting next week.
And in addition, I guess if people want to support the effort, I mean, it's officially a not-for-profit. People who feel about it the way I do, they could write a check or go to the website and donate.
Absolutely. We definitely need everybody's support, especially while we get this off the ground. You know, we believe that eventually this will be a self-sustaining organization because of everything that they're building into it. But like anything else, we need a little push to get this started. So anybody that's really interested, they need to reach out to me at jordyalter49@gmail.com, or as Malcolm said, on the the Israeli baseball.org website.
What's the update in terms of what we're doing now? Are we focused on Olympics? Are we focused on World Baseball Classic? Are we focused on some other tournament? What are we focused on right now?
Good question. So a bunch of things coming up. So 2026, exactly 2 years from now, I will be spending another Purim to Ezra Hashem in Israel. Not sure yet where it's going to be. Last year it was in Miami. We're not sure yet where we'll be in 2 years, but we'll definitely be a part of it, and we're excited about that. You know, we're constantly in talks with MLB about our hopefully not being put into the region of death again. And I think you know, they understand our plight from last year.
What does that mean? The Far East?
We're not sure yet. We're not sure because they're not clear yet on where the regions are going to be. I think they've received requests from 20 different regions to host these four, you know, regional sites.
Wow.
In the WBC. So they're still, you know, weeding through it all. And then once they figure it out, I think, you know, there's a chance we might end up in the Far East. We might end up in North America. That might be, you know, there might be three regions in the North American area. It could include Mexico, it could include Canada, you know, so, you know, we'll see. You could see baseball, you know, this spring again. There were games just yesterday, the Yankees were playing in Mexico. It's constantly evolving, Dominican Republic, areas like that. So we'll see where they choose. So that's 2026. This summer, unfortunately, the 2024 Olympics in Paris does not include baseball.
Oh, wow.
But in 2028, in LA, baseball is returning, and we're already starting to think about how we can strategize to bring some more athletes to Israel to make Aliyah, to help with that team, and to our own athletes. So we're actively working on that, even though it's four and a half years away.
Wow, very cool.
And then our European tournaments, which we were planning on hosting in 2025, a year from this September here in Beit Shemesh, along with Tel Aviv and Ranana, but unfortunately, the matzav here with the war has really taken its toll on field building and I think people's perception of travel to Israel. So we respectfully decline that invitation for now. We hope to host in 2027 back here in Israel.
Wow. I was wondering, I assume that the present situation did in fact have some impact. It's impacted everyone else. I wouldn't impact Israel baseball. Go to israelbaseball.org, everybody. The new initiative is described, and you get an opportunity later this week, and next week, I should say, once it hits the website, to purchase merchandise and to support the work of Israel baseball. Those of you who understand, who get how sports can be a very, very important bridge, a very important conduit between the diaspora, especially the United States, we're talking about baseball, and Israel, get involved, to be a supporter at whatever level it is. And Jordi Alter will be more than happy to speak to you about it in his role as the president of the Israel Association of Baseball. Jordi, congratulations on all this. We love watching how this entire effort continues to grow and get the field in shape in Beit Shemesh, because as you just said, hopefully in a few years it'll be home to a major tournament, which hopefully all those who are invited will only find an excuse to attend and not an excuse not to attend. That's my blessing to you.
Agreed. Thank you. And I'll be remiss if I have to give a special shout out to my grandchildren on the way to, I don't think they have yeshiva today, so they're home. But the Chandi, Shaya, Riva, and Mordechai in Passaic, New Jersey.
Do you think they have a late opening or a half a day for Shushan Purim, or you're going with likely just a full day off?
I think in Passaic they have a full day off today. That's what I'm going with.
I don't know what it's doing to my listenership, but it is what it is, as we say. Jordi, always a delight. I'll be in Israel, please God, at the end of May. I hope we can reunite.
I would love to see you, my friend. Thank you for your time and as always your connection with us and with me for so many over 40 years. Very, very special relationship. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Yes, and I continue to enjoy our friendship, and I love the fact that we're both enthusiastic in our own ways about Israel baseball. And anybody out there who appreciates what we were just talking about for the last few minutes, go to israelbaseball.org, israelbaseball.org. More coming up. Shushan Purim, JM in the AM.